Father.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're now live.
Blog Talk Radio. This is Takeover Thursdays, bringing you the hottest new indie music. Go ahead, Chance. Bring us in, play us a song.
Let's go. You ready to win?
I'm ready to win.
Let's go.
Yeah. W's round the board. Hey, girl. Shorty, what you talking about? Baby, tell me what's the word.
Come, fuck with a nigga, I'm proper. Ride around with that chopper. Girls, they love me cause of my swagger. All them bad bitches, I had them. I just make my marks, then I pass them off. Me, my nigga, that'll share them all. Don't give me number cause I won't call. Got another bad bitch up in my car. I think a name Christina. Liquor popping like a Nina. And every time I see her, she got a different egg and t-shirt. You see the shit I'm on. I got these niggas mad. Everywhere I go, some photo shoot that photogenic swag. You said you got a mad bitch. I said I got him hurt. Cause they wanna be me, but they can't seem to be. That's why they girl a flirt. I'ma show them how it works. I'm a pimp, I'm a flirt. I'ma lift up her skirt. I'ma make that ass work. Come fuck with a nigga, I'm pimping. They driving and drinking. Rosé, I'm sipping. What the fuck were you thinking? Slim Thug still tipping. I got the bitches attention. Got a gang of my fitted. Niggas better get with it.
Shorty, what you talking about? Baby, tell me what's the word. You wanna roll with me? You said you bringing her. Let's slide out. I got honey to spend. Look, 800 bands. Hey, can we get it in? Shorty, what you talking about? Baby, tell me what's the word. You wanna roll with me? You said you bringing her. Let's slide out. I got honey to spend. Look, 800 bands. Hey, can we get it in?
Shorty wanna fuck. I really couldn't stop her. So I brought her to my crib so I can go and pussy pop her. I'ma show her I'm unstoppable. Niggas know I got a lot of dough. Like in the state, got a lot to blow. Everywhere I go, a headline to show. Cause
I'm winning.
Been doing that from beginning.
Niggas drunk, just again.
I'm riding around and I'm getting it.
Both bitches is feeling.
I'm rolling deep from the campaign. Got these bitches so high, they both stall like airplanes. Cause
I'm winning.
Like I told y'all the ball before. Got money coming up from the flow. Mad niggas straight been my style.
Word.
I seen them on Instagram. I was stuck like wow. And I ain't touch no tour money. I'm just laid up with your honey. Get your money up, lame nigga. Until then, you're still a dummy. You ain't got no bread on no cartels. I'm getting cash right now. And I ain't.
Hey, this is Takeover Thursdays with your host, King Jane Moore here, and with my co-host, Chance. We're here bringing you the hottest indie music out right now. We just want to say we're so happy that this is our first show. We're so happy that you guys are tuning in. If you haven't called in, call in 646-727-2465, or just listen here. We're playing hand-selected songs from upcoming indie artists who are on their grind while discussing topics from business, fashion, and some of the hottest events right now, plus more. I want to give a shout-out to Mac McClurry, GK, the whole Royal Thieves radio crew, you know, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my little brother Nixon, Bilal out in St. Louis, and of course I can't forget the big homie, OG Mac Drama, and everyone else. Okay, let my co-host introduce himself. Go ahead, Chance.
Yeah, man, it's Chance in the building. It's going down. CT, we in effect. Shout out to the whole H2D. Shout out to the whole squad out there doing their thing. We're crazy out here in CT. Shout out to the whole New York, and shout out to Jane for putting us on the show. Love you for that. Shout out to the whole
no
Radio D's, too.
I would just want to give a shout-out to the whole tri-state area, to the listeners in Denver, to St. Louis, to Virginia, to wherever you're listening from. Basically, what I want to do right now is a little bit of promotion from the SneakerCon. It's going to be at the Pier 36, 299 South Street on Montgomery Street this Saturday, November 17th, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. The venue is the Basketball City Pier. What they're doing is, it's a sneaker con tour. They're touching down on the East Coast again, making their way here to New York for the second time in 2012. It's the world's greatest sneaker show. They'll feature thousands of attendees buying, selling, and trading brand new heat and bygone treasures, all from a brand new location at the Basketball City Pier 36. There's a flyer you can look at if you go to sneakercon.com. Sneakercon.com. You can purchase your tickets there. It's $15. So, Chance, let people know a little bit about what you do.
Well, definitely. I'm a producer, rapper, radio personality, as you can see. I do a lot of big things. I just came off tour from Atlanta. I went everywhere. I performed to everybody. I worked with Frenchie, the whole Coke Boys, KG, everybody. We're doing it real big. Shout out to everybody that showed me so much love on Twitter today. It's unbelievable. All my fans hitting me up, retweeting me, showing Jane love, Radio Thieves love. But basically, I do everything. Everything that you love, everything that you hear, I've done it. All the music, I've done it. I'm one of the hottest artists out here in the tri-state. Everybody could vouch for me. It's real big. Radio Thieves, we in the building.
Nice. Let's take this call from the one and only DJ Hypnotized. Hold on 1 second. Let's get him live.
Let's go.
What it do, Royal Thieves? What's cracking?
What's up, family?
What's good, fam? What y'all doing, man?
We just getting our first show up and running, you know?
Grinding already. Salute. I was just calling to show some love, you know what I'm saying, to the fam, Royal Thieves. We are in the building. Making sure y'all stay tuned. Everybody stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We got some hot shows for y'all, so.
Definitely. And make sure, tell them about the show that you'll be on.
Yeah, we're on every other Saturday. It's called Saturday Shakedown. Check me out on Twitter at DJ Hypnotize. We post links, and definitely check me out with my co-host DJ 5X and Alicia Dior. You know what I mean? Royal Thieves, you know, robbing the industry to bring back real radio. And, you know, we support the indie artists. So, you know, we're a big fam over here just showing love to y'all. You know what I mean? Salute to y'all. Keep doing your thing. And we in here, you know what I mean?
DJ Hypnotize in the building.
Already.
Thanks for showing love to the family.
No doubt, you guys. Hey, stay grinding. Big up. Salute. You know what I mean? The hits have got your back. If you need anything, give me a holler back.
All right, cool. No problem. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. All right, you guys. Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Well, yesterday I was co-hosting on the one and only OG Mac Drama show, The Power Talk with Mac Drama, where he had a couple of special guests from Daniel Castro to Droop Pop of the Coke Boys. And I just want to drop you one of the songs from the Coke Boys, Droop Pop. Here it goes.
Let's go. Coke Boys.
Coke Bob. Legend on the booty. This is a legendary thing right here.
Okay.
Now we got them ATM trash cans.
Dollars.
You got a lot of money. What's your name?
You don't get money.
You broke,
I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke because you broke. I ain't stuck with you. If you don't get money, I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke because you broke. I don't fuck
she
with
said,
you.
She said you don't get money. She don't fuck with you.
Nah.
She said you broke and you lying. She never fuck with you. Yeah, you stand up on the block but never reproduce.
What?
You come outside, can't even sell a loose.
Yeah.
You just worthless dog. Go find a chicken coop. You a bird ass nigga without the feathers, fool.
Uh-huh.
When you see my niggas, your face be hella screwed.
You
looking like A before A for paid in full. I be that flea boy bitch, his wrist stuck with jewels. In my pockets, they full of paper like brand new shoes.
Yeah.
This nigga so broke, the Jews don't fuck with you.
You don't get money, I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke, cause you broke, I ain't stuck with
if
you.
If you don't get money, I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke, cause you broke, I don't fuck with you.
White girl on that strip, like a private dancer. Looking for that max high, nigga, I got your answer. Grandpa, I'm a coke boy, boy, but still say pull my pants up. And yeah, my shit in glasses like geek. No fan fools, what should be free? Hacking on me, better not owe me or get low. Limbo, give you lead poison like I stab you with a pencil. Leave your vision tinted like my window. Serving fiends, they intercept that rock, that's the end. So you still a snitch if you pop the cop, Eddie Winslow. Jimbo, me and him doing dirt up in that rental. ATM my home, white girl I be with for your nose, not the bone.
You don't get money,
you broke,
I can't
dog.
Fuck with you. Your heart broke cause you broke. If you don't get money, I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke.
I'm all about my chicken, my bitch in the kitchen. Sweating out her perm while she whipping. Road to the riches, open road in my vision. Spread filthy, top shelf in my system. You paying for that pussy, hugging and kissing. I camcord, dick them and diss them. Trash can on the corner, go and place your order. Straight off the boat, know you smell that order. Large whips, they conceal me. You broke, get from round me, your life ain't no movie. Y'all boys just be acting. Behind the back pass, fancy through traffic. Your pockets on E, go and get a package.
You don't get money,
you broke,
I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke cause you broke. I ain't stuck with you. If you don't get money, I can't fuck with you. Your heart broke cause you broke. I don't fuck with you.
Shout out to the whole Coke Boys, man. Was real crazy on that record, man. Woo! Shout out to the boy Droop, man. Follow me on Twitter. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, Droop Pop, man. He's real dope. Real dope artist,
at
Coke Droop Boys.
Pop.
Make sure y'all add him. Holla at him. Coke Boys. Crazy record. Real crazy record. He's smashing CT right now. He did a crazy record with the homie MAR and CT. Videos out right now on YouTube. Over 100,000 views. Shout out to the Coke Boys once again. Crazy.
Yeah, give me a cup. We in here champagne popping. Give me a cup of that. You already know we over here live at Studio. Bar Studios over here at Suite 7 over here on West 30th Street. If you need a studio to come to, holla at us. We got you. We hold it down. We got the beats. We got everything that you need. Right now we have
crazy.
Mitch Little's on hold. He's our first guest on our show. He's doing a show on Sunday. We're going to play his song, and then he's going to tell you all about it. Give us 1 second.
Crazy.
It's crazy. New York is... I'm going to play this song called Walk in New York by Mitch Little's. Let's go.
Mitch Little's in the building. Radio Thieves. Let's win.
Okay, I'm reloaded. Now how does this, man? Yeah.
DJ Knight. Truth in this business, I should have been hired. I'm listening to Onyx smoking on that sticky shit.
Heat from Mitch Little. Let's get him on the line. Mitch, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Mitch? How's everything going, man?
What's going on, Mitch? What's going on, baby? How y'all living, man? Shout out to everybody, man. What's going on?
We
Mitch,
over
that
here.
Record
we
you just played.
Doing it up for you,
crazy.
Man.
Yeah, I know. I just heard, yeah, that New York record is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who's been, you know, rocking with it. You know, it's on DJ Nice, you know, mixtape right now. And, you know, it was on DJ Whiteout just the other, you know, just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, it's getting love out there. And I'm, you know, I'm appreciative of that. You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Mitch, how long you been doing music in the industry right now?
I mean, I wouldn't call it industry, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing music, period, since I was, like, 15 years old.
Okay.
I mean, like, just off the, you know, just me being in the house. You know, like, I started rhyming with no beat. It's crazy. Like, you know, you just, you know, you got a love for music. And,
definitely.
You know, you just pick up a pen and a paper and, you know, you just start to kind of, like, write down your thoughts. And, you know, it's kind of like a development stage. You know, you go through everything and, you know, you start rhyming.
Go
through
it.
Start flowing and everything. So, you know, everything's a process. So, you know,
I loved your whole swag on the record, man. Your swag on the record was real crazy. Your delivery was crazy. So I'm an artist myself, so I know what to look for. Everything how you came off was hard, my dude. Loved it.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, brother. I mean, it's a process. Like I said, it didn't come easy. You know, I'm still working. I'm working as we speak, you know. I have a show. Of this upcoming show on Sunday, November 18th at Webster Hall. And
okay.
We all in there. It's supposed to be the Can't Stop, Won't Stop awards. It's going to be, I heard it's going to be crazy. I don't know. I'm just an artist that's performing in there. But I did hear that it is going to be kind of wild in there. You know what I mean? I don't mean wild in a crazy way, like niggas is going to be wilding out. But, you know what I mean? But it's going to be crazy as far as the people that's going to be in there and you know, as
definitely.
Far as to me, I think it's going to be an honor. It'll be an honor for me to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Lord knows how hard it is to get heard. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So every little mixtape I'm on, every little chance I get to perform, you know, I take that. I'm appreciative for that, you know what I mean? And I just run with it. And then it's off,
definitely.
It's on to the next. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Definitely. I actually had the pleasure to sit in on a couple of studio sessions with Mitch. And I have to really say that he is so talented. From the first day I met this dude over here at Bar Studios over here with GK, the producer, he just been such an inspiration. You know, he actually just really drew me to him. You know what, Mitch? Let everyone know about your life. Like, give us a little bit about your past, because when I heard your story, it really just touched me and it really just moved me. You know, it's such a different story and it's such a runaway with story, you know. It's so destined for you to be great. Just let everybody know.
You know, I was born and raised in west side of Harlem, and you know, which is the avenue with Broadway. If anybody knows about that avenue, you know, it was always crazy. You know, known for all kinds of shit. And you know, I was born and raised there. You know, no rapper has ever emerged from there. You know, there's a lot of rappers that's trying to do their thing, and you know. But nobody has ever emerged on some industry shit, like just making it out. And that's I think that's like what's driving me. You know what I'm saying? To be an artist, to come out of an environment in which like nobody's ever really came out of. You know what I'm saying? And like that right there to me is like my whole inspiration. And shout out to my man, shout out to my dude, my OG man, my number one partner. You dig? Like, you know, we've been doing this shit for a minute. And I was introduced to him by another OG who was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Johnny, who introduced me to the OG Midnight, who at the time was working at Baseline Studios as a manager. And it's crazy because I used to go to this show called Mad Cyphers back in the day. And, you know, that was a show that it was like a public access TV show. It used to come on every Sunday night, man. And I'm talking about all these dudes that you're listening to right now, man, I, you know, they went to that show, you understand? And that was like our boxing ring, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was like our little punching bag, you know what I'm saying? If you wanted to get your skills up, you wanted to get, you know, exposure as far as people seeing you on TV every Sunday, and at the same time, you know, you're getting your face out there and you spitting, it was like a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that's missing in right now. There's like no outlets. There's not enough outlets out there for the up and coming MCs, you know, such as myself. You know what I'm saying? I take that. I'm thankful for that because it made me who I am. Like, it made me want to continue doing it. And then the people that was going on there, they was like, they popping now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say no names, but they popping now. You know what I'm saying? And it inspired me more. So it's like, wow, I'm rhyming with these dudes. You understand what I'm saying? Not in the same room, like, but we all in the same show. So we all, it was crazy. So it's like the come up. It was like the big come up. You understand? But besides that, I was getting my little buzz off that. And my man Johnny was telling Midnight, like, yo, I got this kid that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? He's not just anybody. You know, he's my boy and shit. You know what I'm saying? I need you to look out for him. You know what I'm saying? See what you could do with him. And, like, I wanted to spit, like, 50 bars straight for Midnight when I first met him. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Like, I was like, oh, you the dude that's going to get me in the studio, huh? So I was just, like, mad anxious. You know what I'm saying? Just raw talent. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to just get in the studio. But it's more than just spitting once you get in the studio. You know what I'm saying? It's much more that you got to learn. And it's not just about spitting. You understand? It's everything else that comes with it. It's attitude. You understand how you carry yourself. You know, you have to listen to your engineer. If he's trying to give you advice, you can't just think that you're going, you know what I mean, go in there and spit a song and think it's going to come out classic. You know what I'm saying? It's much more than that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I had to learn. I had to learn how to you know, kind of like carry myself in the studio. So, you know, it was crazy. When I went into the studio, you know what I'm saying? Midnight brought me in there. He gave me, like, back then, niggas had the two-ways back then. And, like he texted me one time. You know, I had the two-way. He texted me, like, yo, come down to the studio. Your life is about to change. And I'm hyped as shit. I'm telling my boy, like, yo, I'm about to go down to the studio, you know what I'm saying? Baseline Studios and all that.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and it was crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. Like I stepped in. As soon as I stepped in, I see the God, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the big homie, man, Jay-Z, man.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to him.
He's the biggest. I would say there's nothing how big can it get? You understand what I'm saying? For a rapper started rapping, you know, this is who I learned from. You could just say it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's, I was in that studio day in, day out. Midnight made sure of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was there. I wasn't asking nobody questions. I wasn't asking for no pictures. I wasn't asking for no autographs or nothing like that. You know, I already knew who these people were. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to them every day. You know what I'm saying? I would ride down to the train to the studio, bump into Dynasty, which was out at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I already knew what the deal was. I wanted to know how the music got made and how people, you know, how they went about it, you know what I'm saying? And I soaked up so much game.
Exactly.
I think it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's like I feel like I went to college. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you did. You know, basically it's more of a learning experience that you get. Everyone doesn't get that chance every day. You know, when you did something like that, you take it and you run with it, and you have been doing that. So that's why I respect you so much, Mitch Littles, because you absorb this stuff into your brain and you just hold it there and you just keep it. And the way you project your music and the way you say it and the way you act and the way you just hold yourself as a person overall, it's just phenomenal. That's why I said a little bit earlier, you know, you're destined just for greatness. It's just amazing to watch you in action. No problem.
Thank you.
I just want to make everyone.
Go ahead. No, are you finished?
No, go ahead.
No, you know, it's just basically, you know, I got to witness the whole blueprint. And shout out to Beanie Siegel, man, because that's my man. That's my man, too. That's my motherfucker right there, man.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? Beans used to let me sit in his sessions while I was watching him record The Reason. You know what I'm saying? And this is when Freeway just started coming out. You know, the Young Gunners, they was all in there, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole Philly, man. Shout out to the whole state property, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, it's real like that. You know what I mean? And I absorb so much shit. It's fucking unbelievable, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it is what it is. I got my own shit going. I'm trying to, you know, I got my own little shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working right now. Like right now, it's focused. It's like right now I'm attacking the mixtapes. You know, I'm working on my project, Money Making Mitch, coming soon. You understand? And whoever wants, you know, follow me on Twitter at Mitch Littles. Get me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like my Facebook page. You can follow me on Instagram. You know, shout out to all my followers on everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean?
Mitch Littles, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you see yourself in the music career in the next 5 years?
I want to make classic music. That's all I ever wanted to do was make music. You know, whatever comes along with it, I guess, you know, it comes along. But my main focus was just to express myself. I wanted to express myself. You know, I found out I had a voice a long time ago. I had a voice, and somebody told me that I had stories to tell. So it's like I had to perfect the way that you say your words, because it's not only about rapping. You have to